们要跟大家说说美国的大学文化啊、college culture、那美国的大学呢，我们说还是世界上可能教育水平最高的哦。Higher education.
Yeah, I think we still hold that reputation.
For how long? How much longer? We don't know.
谁知道呢？
谁知道呢？但我觉得美国的大学文化，它其实已经成为一种Cultural icon， 这是一种文化符号，对不对？大家想到美国这个大学啊，就会对于里面的不管是学习还是什么 partying 玩啊什么的，有很多很多的联想。First of all， 我想问 Spencer 的就是，你们在美国不太用 university 这个词吗？一般都用 college， 还是两个词都差不多
？Yeah, usually, you know, we say go to college. I know English kids, Australian people, a lot of times they say, oh, go to uni, right? University. Yeah,
I went to uni in Australia. I did. 我真的是
right. Well, I went to college in America. So.
哦，你比较高级，好吧？那反正你们两个词都会用，是吧
？Yeah. Well, there's actually usually a difference. Usually, universities are like bigger schools, and colleges are also higher education schools, but they tend to be smaller. You know, not all the time, but that's kind of the general rule of thumb.
好，那你讲到美国的大学啊，也有很多不同的种类。当然，大家脑子里浮现的最好的、最有名的这种，我们说 Ivy League， 对吧？
Yeah.
常春藤学校，他们都在 East Coast 东岸的这个 Ivy League，
except for Stanford， right？
斯坦福啊， yeah. 西岸的，然后 Harvard 、Yale 这些的， 那。基本上 Ivy League school 都是 private，
yeah,
对不对？
Yeah,
私立的，所以呢
yeah,
就是很贵。
Yeah.
一年大概要多少钱学费
？Oh wow, I've been out of school for a few years, but I'd say right now, given that prices continue to increase, about $50,000 a year, $40,000. I think the last time I checked, the most expensive school in America might have been George Washington University in D.C., which actually isn't Ivy League, but it was around $50,000 for the year.
你就是首都人吗？你是 DC 的，这个学校就在 George Washington。这个学校好像 ，many people say it's Bill Clinton's school。他就经常会去那里搞活动啊，什么什么的。
Or maybe we also have Georgetown too.
Georgetown.
I think
Georgetown is Bill Clinton's.
Yeah. I think Georgetown still has a little higher reputation than George Washington, but they're both good schools. Nevertheless, they're all expensive.
对你刚刚说的，像 George Washington， 可能我们很多人觉得他没有那么有名，但很贵。就是在美国，其实有很多这种我们说 liberal arts liberal arts 就是中文翻起来是文科，反正就是在美国这样的学校，它通常是比较小的，对不对
？Yeah, usually they're smaller schools and they deal more with the social sciences.
就是基本上就是 they teach liberal arts subjects 文科的，所以。应该他们就不会有什么，不会有 computer science 这样的 major 吗
？Yeah, I mean, I'm sure nowadays most of them do to, you know, they want to be remain competitive. And
但是他们 when they first started,
yeah,
they were
yeah,
more, you know.
Yeah, definitely. My first year of college, I went to a small, liberal arts school in the middle of nowhere, and
in the middle of nowhere 就是鸟不拉屎的地方。
It was really in the middle of nowhere. Ever hear of West Virginia? I was in the middle of nowhere.
我知道 West Virginia.OK， 那这种 liberal arts school 我们就觉得很奇怪了，它既然也没有什么 reputation 那种名声，然后小小的，学费还那么贵 ，Why do so many people still go there？ 哎，那 Spencer 有什么比较有名的 liberal arts college？
Well, you know, maybe a school like Amherst.
啊，对 ，Amherst 挺有名的。
Yeah, it's a smaller school in Massachusetts, but it's been around for a long time and has a pretty good reputation.
还有就是有一些什么女生的大学，比如 Sarah Lawrence.
Yeah, Sarah Lawrence. Yeah, I actually did. I knew somebody who went there, and that is.
You know somebody. 好的 ，liberal arts school 啊，那还有一些呢是 public university，然后也有很好的 public universities， especially in California，对不对？就是 UC 系的 University of California， 比如 UCLA， 对不对 ？UC Irvine，
UC Berkeley，
没错啊。这样的 public 呢，州立大学它就比 private 要便宜挺多的。
Especially if you are an in-state resident.
就是你是那个州的。
Yeah, yeah. If you lived in California for at least a year, you can claim residency and get in-state tuition. However, if you apply from out of state, a lot of times state schools can be about as expensive as private schools.
哦、所以挺复杂的啊。
yeah,
然后呢，还有一些是。野鸡大学
yeah. No name schools.
对对对，就是那种比较 shitty. 英语你有什么对应的说法吗？
Yeah, these no name schools, shitty schools, maybe we call them. A lot of times just party schools.
Oh, party schools.
Yeah.
派对学校，就是那学生去那儿就不以学习为目的的，就是我要去玩 party.
Yeah, this is true. Unfortunately,
Did you go to a party school?
No, I didn't. I'm very happy that I didn't, thank God. But
哎，你去的是什么大学啊？
Well, my first year of college, I went to a small liberal arts school in West Virginia.
Your middle of nowhere.
Yeah, middle of nowhere university. No, it was called West Virginia Wesleyan College. Long story why I went there, but I didn't enjoy it, and I transferred to the University of Maryland.
这是一个很大的学校。
Yeah, big state school. Including, you know, undergrad, graduate, PhD, or upwards of 40,000 students.
你刚刚说 undergrad 就是
本科
对吧 ？Postgrad 或者说 graduate school 就是硕士。
然后博士 PhD, and then I got my master's in New York at a I guess you call it a liberal arts school also. It's called the New School.
The New School, 我知道你的学校，因为 Olivia Palamore 就是那个纽约的 socialite 那个名媛，她好像就是。去那个学校，然后他就一直就是经营自己的 blog 啊什么，最后还 drop out， 就是也没有 finish。所以你去这个 the new school，
<Yeah.
S 1> 听起来就有点野鸡耶，
oh,
是很 new 的一个吗
？Well, that's what's funny. It's actually not new. It's been around since the 1920s. It was actually originally started as a school for the refugees, people who were fleeing Europe during the war.
是吗？给难民搞的最开始的啊。那你们这种 liberal arts school 一年的学费就？大概四万美金。
Yeah, well, you know, so a lot of liberal arts school can be between, I'd say, $30,000 to $40,000.
那你前面去 University of Maryland?
Oh, I had in-state tuition.
所以一年要。
Every year was about, let's see, $6,000.
所以还是差很多的哦。
Yeah, big difference. And
sorry, 我就一直问你学费的问题。
No problem.
有一点 private.
No problem.
Anyway, 那其实我们现在很多中国留学生申请到美国上大学啊什么的，然后很多人可能他 academic 这种 GPA, grade point average 都很高，但是呢 application process 还是觉得就是，哎呀，我要怎么写这个 letter 申请信啊什么的。在美国，一般申请大学的时候，你们会就申请好多个吗？
Yeah, a lot of people. Obviously, if your GPA is higher, you have good SAT scores. Maybe extracurricular activities. You have more options, so you could definitely apply to more schools. I think generally, you know, when I was in high school, people were applying to between 4 and 7 colleges at a time. I'd say.
然后还有很多人呢，都会有一些自己的 safety schools，
yeah，
安全学校，或我们说的备胎学校，就这种 party school、shitty school，
<Yeah. 笑
>但也要看，因为我有一个亲戚他在美国，然后从小成绩就很好，所以他的 safety school 是 UCLA。
Oh, that's a pretty good safety school.
对，备胎学校是 UCLA， 因为他想去的就是 Stanford、Harvard 这样的啊。
Oh, wow, yeah, she's a good student.
人比人气死人啊！好，那我们来说说，当你进了大学以后呢，这个大学生活就开始缤纷多彩了啊，有很多的，除了学习以外，很多 social activities 是吧？那现在讲一讲，进了大学以后呢，大学四年英语里面 American English different names， right？ 如果你第一年进去 ，you are a
freshman， sophomore would be second year， third year junior， and your final year fourth year would be senior。
Senior。
And if you couldn't finish in 4 years， someone might call you a super senior。
超级 senior。 super senior 的一个人，对，因为很多 super senior， 因为他老师就是 fail 啊，然后 credits 学分就不够，对不对？
Well, there's also you have part-time students who、who have to work while they go to school, and they might spend five and a half, six years getting a degree.、
有很多人会去读 community college， 这样
yeah, this
对吧？
Is,
就是一边工作要读的就社区大学，然后也有很多中国的留学生现在也去这种 community college 啊。好，那再来讲讲美国大学文化很有代表性的一个部分，就是你们的兄弟会和姐妹会。
We're talking about fraternities and sororities here. Okay, yeah.
兄弟会是 fraternity.
Yes, fraternity coming from the word fraternal.
就是爸爸的。
Yeah, yeah, 爸爸的。
兄弟的啊。
Yeah, yeah.
所以有的时候你会听美国人说 ，Oh, I joined a frat.
Yeah.
他说的就是一个兄弟会，一个 fraternity.
Yeah, frat.
然后女生呢就会你可以去join 一个 sorority 姐妹会。
Sorority. Actually, so when I was at the University of Maryland, it was a big state school. So a lot of state schools tend to have a pretty big fraternity. We call it Greek life, actually.
希腊生活。因为它这个 origin 起源是。因为很多 fraternity 和 sorority 的名字都是 Greek, 希腊文的。
All of them are Greek.
都是的。
All of them are Greek. You know, I actually don't know why it comes from Greek. I never cared enough. No.
不在乎啊。所以我觉得这些 fraternity 和 sorority 的名字都好难记。
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you join a frat?
No frats for me. I've attended a few frat parties, but...
一个大学里面会有好几个 fraternity 或者 sorority.
Yeah, usually the bigger the university, the more fraternities and sororities you have.、Yeah.
那他这种 fraternity 是说，比如我有这一个 fraternity， 然后他在很多大学都有他的 branch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's all about Chinese people have 关系 and American people have frats, I guess.
真的，因为很多人，比如他以后毕业出来找工作，然后、Were you in this frat?
Yeah.
然后好像大家就可以互相帮帮忙啊什么的啊。
Yep.
那进 fraternity 要什么交会费吗？还是进去之前，我有听说过会先要被欺负，什么 bully、mm-hmm. hazing， 所以有的时候、
yeah.
it could be very dark, right?
Yeah, yeah. They try to treat you like shit as your initiation to get in, and you have to pay to get in. So that was never appealing to me. I thought some of the best things in life are free, and friendship is one of those things.
因为 fraternity 特别 fraternity 近几年一直有很多负面的新闻、
mm-hmm.
就是说什么去欺负新入会的人啊、mm-hmm. 或者这种 fraternity 的人什么强奸女孩子然后互相 cover up、mm-hmm. 掩盖啊什么的、
yeah,
对不对
yeah yeah there was actually a bit of a scandal if you
scandal
will at my university
丑闻、
basically they had to ban a fraternity、my senior year for
所以他们就把这个 fraternity kick out 就不让他再存在了
they basically took away their zhengming license or certification
把他的牌照吊销了
yeah,
对所以要去那儿美国留学的中国学生就是这个 fraternity sorority 入会之前先想想明白啊。好那我们再来讲一点 serious 终于讲到和学习有关的东西那就是在一个大学里面比如 你以前是学 politics right
well yeah my when I was an undergraduate my major was sociology and went yeah and when I was a master's student when I was a graduate student it was international relations
same as me 我俩一样耶所以这个你可以说 my major is something or I majored in something
yeah
然后呢通常就会你说 I go to the school of 什么 international relations
yeah
一个大学里有很多的学院然后很多这种学院都是以一个人的名字命名的、
mm-hmm.
对吧 they're named
mm-hmm.
after someone
a lot of them are named after people but not always. A lot of the schools at my university were named after people.
After people who've donated money.
Yeah, usually. usually they're named after someone who maybe donated money or...
很 influential.
Yeah, yeah, very influential, maybe teacher or professor of the past.
然后呢每一个 school 学院呢都会有一个 dean, 就是一个院长对吧 那美国大学的校长校长我们学了很多英文叫 principal 但是呢到了大学里面是 different name
yeah we just call him president
President.
President of the school.
校长。
Yeah.
好，那讲到美国的大学呢，其实要可以聊的东西还有很多很多啦。我们今天一集节目也 not enough to cover， 所以呢，下次有机会再跟大家送上美国的 college culture 大学文化。We hope you've enjoyed the show。然后呢，想要学习更多的英语口语课程，不要忘了去 openlanguage.com 看看，或者下载我们的 free app。然后呢，我们也为潘姐姐你告诉你的听众准备了特别的优惠，就是你购买一年课程的时候输入优惠码，告诉你的拼音 GAOSUNI 就有九折优惠，学习一年英语只要629块。你笑什么？
不笑啊，
这很重要的事情，好不好？
我只是觉得你刚才说的那么长啊，
那么长，好吧？
不好意思，
我俩刚开始合作，你就开始 make fun of me。
No.
Jason never make fun of
me. I won't make fun of you. No way.
Okay, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.